Praise the Lord. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time of the day it is where you are. We give God the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. This is, of course, Anne-Marie McQueen from McQueen Universal Ministries, calling you and speaking to you and coming to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God today that God has given us this opportunity to speak to all of you. It is such an honor and a privilege. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't say that lightly. It truly is an honor and a privilege. I do not take it lightly that God has honored me to be able to speak to people about his word. Glory to God. It will never be where it's just an off-the-cuff kind of thing to know that God has called me to use the valuable gifts that he's given me to be a blessing to people. I thank God for that. And I'm privileged and honored that God would give me anything to be a blessing to anybody. And so I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. And I honor the position. Thank God. And I want you to honor whatever God has given you to do. If God has called you to do whatever it could be, you know, a teacher, an usher, somebody said a street cleaner, whatever it is, God has gifted you to be able to use your gifts and talents to bless somebody else. You should count it an honor and a privilege, because it's a blessing from God, and you get to be a blessing. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. It's a part of the promise that God gave to Abraham. I'll bless you and I'll make you a blessing. And so he blesses us and he makes us blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's pray so we can jump right into the Bible study and see what the Lord has to say to us today. Father, we thank you so much for this medium of exchange that you have made available to we, your people. We thank you, Lord God, that we can break the bread of life at this time and with these, your people. We come together now, God, to hear from you. Speak, hallelujah, to all of our hearts. Speak to us. Speak to us, God. We want to hear from you. Let your words come forth clearly, with power, with glory, with dignity, with clarity. We thank you for your word. We give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praise today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We've been looking the last few weeks and being sensitive to the Lord and being able to know when God is speaking to us and being able to know what to do and just being sharp and not being lukewarm, but being hot. And thank you, Lord, just really acknowledging God's presence. I thank God for that, you know, and I thank God that he does teach us to do all of these wonderful and awesome things like walking in his presence and practicing his presence and knowing when he's there and acknowledging him as much as is possible. I thank God for that. Let me read something for you. And we're going to continue in that vein a little bit, just kind of with another spin. In the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, the Bible begins to speak to us where the author writes concerning the rest of God. I've been talking a lot about God's rest. And it says in verse 1, "Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left to us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." Thank you, Jesus. "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath that they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Which tells us that there is a rest that God had prepared for his people before the foundation of the world. Some people enter that rest and some people fail to enter that rest. I'll share something with you that happened to me just this week. I was on a trip to a conference that was lasting 4 days. So I was out of town in a hotel and we were just busy all day long, from early in the morning until late evening, and just long days. And I noticed that when I would go back to my room, I had a plan. I was going to read my Bible. I was going to study and finish up some work that I knew I needed to do. And I was going to prepare myself for the next morning to start very early. But there were things I needed to do. I was going to call my family, check on my son, do homework over the phone. There are just a lot of little things that I needed to do. So I had my evening all planned. What I noticed was the first night, I called my son and talked to him and talked to my husband and did just a few things, but I never did really get to any studying. And I was so tired that I don't remember just going to sleep. I just fell out while I was reading. I just kind of it was too much. Well, the very next night I said, okay, well, tonight I'm going to just man up and I'm stepping up to the plate. And I'm going to study and work and do this and do that and write some essays. And I was ready to work. Well, lo and behold, once I came out of my warm shower, I was so exhausted. I did not know I was tired. And I was getting ready to try to read as I had done before. And I felt in my spirit God was telling me, you know what, come here. Lay down right here and go to sleep. I just had that sense. Now, I know God is the spirit. I know God is not going to, you know, come down and do anything regular. But I tell you what he will do as a spirit. He will speak to my heart and say, hey, lay down. It's okay. You have anything to prove. You're not on a marathon. Just rest and relax. And I got up in the bed, and of course I'm in this room alone, and I'm in the bed alone, and I got all the comforters and blankets and pillows and everything. I sleep with a lot of covers. And I just laid, not even straight, but across kind of the bed, gathered up my blankets, and I lay down as if I was a little child and rested in the arms of Jesus. And I am so convinced of the reality of God, and I'm so convinced of the reality of the truth that he is my father, that I felt like I was laying up on my daddy, and I was going to be safe, and he was not going to condemn me, and he was not going to hurt me, and no one else would hurt me, and everything was okay, and I went to sleep. I just went off to sleep. Not worrying about anything. Faith kicked in, hallelujah. And faith said, you're okay. And faith and grace said, it's not about works. It's about trusting God. And all those things kicked in and helped me to lay down and get some rest in the Lord. And I did not have to stress about it. I didn't meet my quota for whatever I should read or whatever I should do. No. God is a real life, loving, awesome God and Father. And he understands more than any of us know. He understands what we feel and, you know, what's going on. So we can share with him. Doesn't it say at the end of the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, he speaks to us and he properly ends the chapter by telling us in verse 15, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. In other words, our high priest, the high priest of our profession and confession, is our Lord Jesus Christ. And he knows, because he's been human before, what we are going through, what we feel like. He understands. He is sensitive like that. And that's why I say to you, we have to be sensitive. I was sensitive enough to know that the Lord was calling me to lay down when I wanted to go do some work, but I knew I was too exhausted to do it. And he let me lay down and rest. He let me rest. And what I noticed the two nights in a row, I went and lay down at about 8, 9 or something, whatever time it was, and then I would wake up at like 11:30 or 12, And I had the energy to do, you know, maybe not even all, but some of the work that I needed to do. And it was a successful week because our God cares. He cares about us. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. I thank God for you, the people of God, and I give God the glory for all of you. God bless you. Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries.